This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Paula Giordana. And DJ, and Kevin O'Connell, Coach O'Connell, Vikings head coach, addressing the public, addressing reporters. Mike Max will be on in about 20-25 minutes to give us his perspective. You may be...
Love how Maxie got that first question in
yes,
there.
Yes, he did. And
yeah,
Coach O'Connell said, that's a great question.
There you go. You know, I love the exuberance of the first day of work. When you're the head coach of a national football team, like you can, I feel that it's like you make your New Year's resolutions, you start your new day on the new job, and you have all these big dreams and hopes. And I hope for Mr. O'Connell that it all comes to fruition and that everything is hunky dory and everybody loves each other and it's great. But I can sense that first day of school vibe, and he seems to have good positive energy and be very excited about being here. I hope I'm sensing genuineness in his voice. And welcome to Minnesota, Kevin and family.
Yeah, time will tell. But we certainly wish him the best. Mm-hmm. So if you're listening right now in your car or your truck or your SUV, chances are you have many radio stations to choose from. And thank you, by the way, for choosing this one for now. We appreciate that. We take nothing for granted. Thank you for listening to CCO. For the past couple of weeks, people who listen to KUOW in their Mazdas in the Seattle area say their car radio is permanently stuck on that radio station. They can't switch off 94.9 FM KUOW.
So, hey, can we do that? We'd get more listeners that way.
It's not a bug. It's a feature.
We got to get a deal with the BMW folks, Paul. Come on. Sorry, see if you can swing that.
Only listen to CCO. But here's what's weird. It's only affecting this one radio station and Mazdas built in 2016. And experts have no idea why. The infotainment systems in these Mazdas are going cuckoo. They keep rebooting. The radio keeps rebooting. The only thing that Mazda owners, 2016 Mazda owners, can adjust on their car radios is the volume.
Oh, boy. But turn it up. Turn it up.
I think this is public radio in Seattle. Anyway, service managers at three local Mazda dealerships in Seattle say they've been flooded with calls for the last 4 weeks about this issue. One theory... It coincided with a rollout of 5G, you know, the new high-speed cellular wavelengths.
Yeah.
But the fact that it would only affect 2016 Mazdas, Who am I to know? But I think timing it's the Russians. Is interesting.
It might be the Russians.
They're hacking.
I think it might be the Russians.
Only people with 2016 Mazdas.
Right. And even though it's a good way to get more ratings, I'm still not getting in bed with the Russians to make it happen here at CCO. We'll be happy where we are.
I just thought
that's pretty funny, though.
Yeah. So give thanks for diversity and choice. But in Seattle right now, if you're driving a 2016 Mazda, there is only one choice. It is a little like the old Soviet Union, you know. One choice.
I love it. That's poor people. I'm sure they'll figure it all out. And it's just
poor souls.
They're having a moment. But, you know, technology doesn't always work. It's not always perfect. I have to get this through with my children and my husband all the time. Why isn't it working? And you always think it's something that you're doing and you make yourself crazy. You get on the phone with Apple or, you know, whomever your service is. And sometimes it just corrects itself. It's a glitch in the matrix. And we have to just breathe and realize, okay, I guess we just can't do that Instagram Live today. We're going to release that to the universe.
Yeah. Let that go. Get upset about the things you can change, not the stuff you can't change.
Right. Exactly. Being no need to be frustrated by that. I guess if you're not a big NPR person, maybe after a couple of days that would get very old. But who knows? Maybe in the 2016s, they can plug in their phones and listen to their podcast, or they can listen to the Odyssey app and they can get us, and we will be more interesting than their local station.
There you know. There you go. Hey, when we come back, something Andrew Yang. You know Andrew Yang.
Sure. Sure. Former presidential candidate. Sure.
Exactly. Now proposing
universal basic income.
A new party, the Forward Party. He said something in the Washington Post. He had an op-ed with some statistics that blew me away. I want to share those with you and with our listeners when we come back on CCO.
We thank you for listening to the radio, whether you're using the Odyssey app, whether you're in your car. And Paul told a hilarious story how in Seattle, some Mazda 2016s are stuck on a competing radio station dial and they can't change it. Tony from Fridley, you have had an experience like this. Is that true, Tony?
Yeah, hi. I don't know if anybody remembers, but back... Hi, first time, long time. I don't know if anyone remembers back in the early 90s when that 93, I think it was when that 93X was changing over from the station before.
Yeah.
But for an entire weekend on an endless loop, they played It's the End of the World as We Know It. And that went on for days and days with no explanation, no commercials, no anything. And it got so crazy. People were sending the police to the radio station to check, make sure everything was okay. And my truck was stuck on that radio station. And that to this day, every time I hear that, I cringe. I'm like, oh gosh, not that sound again.
But Tony,
just when you thought it was over, it would start right back over again.
But so, don't you think that was intentional?
Oh, absolutely.
Of course, it wasn't
a glitch in the matrix.
No, they must have. I don't know if they were changing media companies or what happened. Yeah. Somebody out there knows the story, but it was an endless loop, and it was crazy. But when you told that story, I thought, I've been there.
You've been there. You've been in that space. Oh, Tony, thanks for calling in. Great story. Thanks for sharing, love.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you.
It was probably some employee who was pissed that they were losing their format and just going to take advantage of the last few days.
But think about it. Yeah, you put something, I mean, just out of curiosity, friends would call and say, hey, what's going on? Check this out. That's weird. So,
funny.
Hey, they got us talking about it. So I guess that's half the battle. So you have a well-adjusted son. How old is Maddox now? He's 16?
He's 16. And thank you for saying that. You know, we check in on our sanity every day.
He's a polite, well-adjusted young man. And if your kids are doing well, how bad can it be? Andrew Yang,
that's right. Amen.
The politician, wrote something for the Washington Post. The title was "The Boys Are Not Okay." And he starts with a George Orwell quote. "A man with no means of filling up time is as miserable out of work as a dog on a chain." Especially, you know, and I'm not saying it's right, but I think growing up, at least when I was growing up, men are supposed to be the providers. And if you're not providing, something is wrong. Now, I know that's changed. Thank God. There is more and more equity. We still have a long way to go. But that, you know, that theory that men have to be the providers. I think that still rings true with a lot of people. So listen to this. Boys, twice as likely as girls to be diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. That's according to the CDC. Boys, five times as likely to spend time in juvie, in juvenile detention.
Mm-hmm.
Boys, less likely to finish high school. And it doesn't get better when boys become men, when boys grow up and become adults. Men now make up only 40% of college students. 40%. Male community college enrollment declined by 14.7% back in 2020, compared with only 6.8% for women. Median wages for men have declined since 1990 in real terms. Listen to this. A third, roughly a third of men right now in the United States are either unemployed or out of the workforce.
Really?
A third.
A third? Wow.
More U.S. men between the age of 18 and 34 are now living with their parents than with romantic partners. So, again, the title of his op-ed is "The Boys Are Not Okay." I mean, and this was a trend before the pandemic. Maybe
sure.
The pandemic accelerated some of these trends, but what on earth is going on? I can't believe some of this
stuff.
That's
terrifying. Yeah, that's terrifying. I'd be curious to know then. Maybe we should get a psychologist to talk about this. You know, what are we doing wrong? Is it, I mean, I must be parenting. The parents have to take responsibility for this. Is that, you know,
is
times,
it?
What
is it
what about the times?
Is it parenting?
I mean, is it? I don't rely on the schools to raise my kids. I don't rely on the schools to make my children self-reliant or ambitious or have good values. You know, they go to school to learn and they should learn. But there is a lot of parenting that goes into raising a well-adjusted adult. And look, it doesn't always work out, but I think that has a lot to do with parenting.
I have very
dude's still living in your basement at 40.
Yeah.
You might want to reconsider some
that's
stuff.
That's a problem. But don't you think school teaches you how to learn and how to problem solve and how to think critically? Because life is just one problem after another. You got to figure out solutions. No matter what your job is, you got to solve problems. So,
And that's life too, though, Paul. It's not just school. It's life. It's learning how to fail. And maybe parents aren't letting their kids fail enough. Maybe school isn't letting them learn how to fail enough. We have to fail up. We have to be resilient. We have to have hard times. That's how we grow and learn. And maybe we're not allowing our children to have hard enough times to want to fight for something or have a passion or realize their space in life. Because through the hard times, we can help define our purpose.
Yeah.
And maybe we're failing at that.
Silicon Valley has a phrase for that. Fail forward.
What?
Failure is inevitable. Everybody fails.
It's beautiful.
But the people that that make it don't give up. They're curious and they just keep going and they find a way to make it work. It may take a lot of failing before they finally figure out a viable way forward. But anyway, I just thought that op-ed was interesting.
Fascinating. And
we need to get some people on the air to figure out why are these trends so dire for men versus women. Bizarre. Anyway, Mike Max, who asked the first question of the new Vikings head coach, Kevin O'Connell. Mike Max is up next.
Yeah, call us, Kevin. You heard the presser here live on WCCO Radio. Kevin O'Connell, the new Vikings head coach. But what we were listening for was the guy who got the number one question, our own Mike Max. Hey, Mikey.
How are you guys doing? Everything good?
Well, this is an exciting day. But before we get into the whole coach and before we get into the whole inside scoop, how did you get the first question?
Yeah, how'd you do that, Maxie?
Did you have to buy somebody off?
Did you have to push and shove?
The White House room, it's the same thing when you come here. If you happen to be standing next to the person that has the mic, that's passing the mic, and you tap them on the shoulder, all of a sudden they hand you the mic, and you go, hey, can I do that? You know, so it's all about eye contact before the press conference. And you give them a little glance, and then, you know, you kind of raise your hand just a little bit, like, I got one ready to go. And then you get them to kind of hold up the number one finger, meaning that you'll be the first one up. And it's half the time I miss on this thing. But, today they just handed me the mic.
You were in the right place at the right time. And
there
I have to ask, Mikey, in your media career, so often the people who love you and believe in you and trust you and, you know, hire you, they go away and new people come in and the new managers want to make their mark. No, you're doing it all wrong. Here's how you do it. Is there that sense of nervousness and trepidation among players, or is the attitude, yeah, I'm going to get paid either way, it doesn't matter who the new coach is?
That's a really good question. The players speak often to each other, and in different organizations, they all know each other. They have same agents, all those things. So they'll know a lot about Kevin O'Connell before he ever steps in front of them. And you know, yeah, really, Paul, the answer is yes and yes. Some are under contract, and they go, hey, tell me when I'm supposed to be there for training camp. Let's play. Others are going, I want to get a Super Bowl ring. What can I do for it? But I think the one thing that all of them share is underneath the line and the gruff exterior, they want to know that people care about them. They want to know that there's a connection with the coaching staff or a position coach or somebody in the organization. I know that sounds like, well, these are big, tough, strong, but I'm amazed at how many times that's the truth. They want to be valued just like we want to be valued as employees. Football players are no different, and that's the connection that they look for.
Okay.
Probably
what,
more
what's
so
your first impression?
Realize, you know?
Yeah.
Well, everybody needs validation, Mike. We're all still humans. Everybody wants to know they're doing a good job.
Multi-million-dollar guys that, you know, that
are
set for six lives, and they still want to be validated.
Yeah, but
they still want to be told that they're good.
Maxie, what is the average life expectancy in the NFL now? Is it 3 years, 4 years, 5 years?
2.1 or 3.1 years, something like that. It is short.
Whoa.
The pension because of that. But you got to remember how many guys come off and on rosters that you don't even realize. You know, you think about always the top players on each team, but most of it, it's a revolving door with the back 30 players. And those guys are coming and going so quick. And if they get injured, they get bought out of a settlement. So that flies through a lot quicker than you think.
Okay.
What's your vibe on the new head coach? You were in the room. You could sense his energy. We can't get that over the radio. What's your vibe?
My direct vibe is nice fella. Looks like he is what they wanted, somebody that's softer than Zimmer and going to be friendly to the players, and really hard to tell if he can command an NFL room or not. I think that will be contingent on them winning early because he's kind of, he came across as the personality where, I'm going to trust you, I'm going to be your friend, and that works to an extent. But if you don't win early, sometimes they go, wait a second, we need somebody that's going to kick some butt around here. That's a fine line that you walk, and I didn't see that piece of it in him. That he's the kind that can come in and say, hey, either you get it done or you're gone kind of a thing, which is not the way you want to manage, but there are times when it's necessary.
Okay. Maxie, we could talk Olympics, but let's not. What are you working on? Unless there's something you really want to talk about.
Let's see. Well, this is what's going to be. The Gopher basketball team's playing Penn State today. The Gopher women's basketball team plays Rutgers tonight. The Wild lost last night to Winnipeg and gave up six goals, so they're not out of sorts, but they're, you know, somewhere in that mixture. And of course, the women's hockey team lost last night to Canada. And the infamous or the famous gold medal game, it just didn't go well.
No, it did not. If you're going to lose, though, I'm glad we lost to Canada and not Russia.
Hey,
Mikey, we're going to have a segment next about the city of Glencoe. Is that near where you grew up?
Yeah.
Because there was some bad press about
Glencoe, Minnesota. Yeah.
So there was some bad press calling it
car salesman of all time. We also played Glencoe in a number of sports. I know a ton of them out there.
Well, so positive vibe, a travel blog.
Positive vibe. I mean, I still wish they had Hardee's there. They don't. but they've got it going on there right off of 212. Great baseball park, great people there. Don Tangen, I saw him recently. He was there for years, the coach, still active in the community. Just ask about Don Tangen.
I will, absolutely. Well, thank you for that positive press, because we're going to talk about that bad press that we got next.
You got it.
Thanks, Maxie. You hang in there.
Have a great day.
Yeah, what? Why are they picking on Glencoe?
I know.
I mean, it just seems harsh to me.
It's true. A lot travel. It's some media company, A Lot Travel's on blog, recently published a list of the ugliest cities in each state, and they named Glencoe, Minnesota, the least attractive municipality. Well, we will talk with the mayor of Glencoe. He is coming up to join us. It's Glencoe Mayor Ryan Voss, and we want to give him a chance to share all of the wonderful things about Glencoe, because we love Glencoe, and we think that it is great. So all of that is up next. The news is next. Glencoe Mayor Ryan Voss and Todd Walker in the next hour, but stay tuned for the news on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.